AM 1340, showing us some love there. And those listening on the free WRHI app, if you don't have the app, don't worry, download it. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
You know, we joke we've got lots of friends of the show, folks who are just diehard listeners of Palmetto Mornings. And our next guest and his whole family, they love Palmetto Mornings. So it's always a great opportunity to catch up with a member of the McCarter family. So I've got a couple of titles, Philip. I want to make sure we get it right. So you got your doctorate. So you're Dr. Philip McCarter, but you said coach is your favorite title that you get to use.
Coach and dad, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. And husband.
Yeah, and husband.
Of course, we know your wife, Celia, who is just fantastic. And boy, you were describing your whole life and what you all do and your kids a minute ago before we went on the air. And Ashley and I looked at each other and
said, how do you do all that? How do y'all do that?
And you look like,
I'm not sure.
And you look 30 on top of it, Philip. Oh, man. So you are the head coach for the men's soccer team at Catawba Ridge High School. You started in the COVID year 2020.
Yeah, well, we did all the prep work in 2019, but we launched our first season in 2020. Yes, that's correct.
And over the last couple of years, you all have made a pretty long run at a state championship.
Yeah, in fact, we've never lost a region match, so the program has done quite well.
Wow, that's impressive.
And you've made it to the upper state and twice, and just
really close, really
close. Oh, man. Maybe
this is the year.
Yeah, this is it. We're wishing you nothing but good
luck. Third time's a charm.
Right, for sure.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, in your busy schedule, you have found a time to put together what's called the Milltown Tournament, a soccer tournament. You're doing this in partnership with Nation Ford High School. And just explain what this is all about.
Yeah, so really when we started the program at Catawba Ridge, kind of had the idea to put together a local tournament. And at that time, there wasn't really a JV tournament anywhere close in the state. So me and Coach Hallis at Nation Ford High School, who runs the men's soccer program there, kind of put together this tournament and started running it jointly as a fundraiser. And it's ended up being one of the only two fundraisers we really have to do to fund our programs throughout the season. And so the first year was pretty successful. So we were really happy with it. And I had a lot of teams. But then in the COVID year, we ended up losing some scrimmages on varsity when they came up and said, okay, well, you can come back and you can play, but they kind of somewhat truncated the season on the front end to make the season a little shorter. So we used to have four scrimmages and they limited it to two. So we had the concept of bringing varsity in. So we had a small varsity division in year two. And a lot of the teams really liked that. And the coaches really liked it because they could bring both of their teams and watch them over one weekend versus doing it over two. Because high school soccer is typically played through the week and the kids typically play club on the weekends. So a lot of the coaches liked it. So we expanded it in year three. And now we're on year five. And I believe we're the largest high school soccer tournament in the state, with 33 teams, both JV and varsity, and we're the only one that has both JV and varsity divisions. We actually have two JV divisions, an upper and lower, 33 teams total, 16 varsity, 17 JV, and we've got about 900 players and coaches that'll be crashing into the Fort Mill area on Friday.
Well, heads and beds.
Yeah,
we like
that's right.
That. The
we
tourism
do like
folks
that.
Love this. So it is a long weekend because it's President's weekend,
yes.
President's Day
yes.
weekend.
Yes.
So they'll start arriving on Friday, and we're talking teams, right?
Yes.
So, and are these teams invited, or is this like the elite of the high school soccer programs in the state?
And where are they coming from?
Yeah, great, great, great question. So it is an invitational. However, you know, we'll invite, you know, teams that want to come. So we basically kind of market the program, and people contact us, and then we'll invite them. So like I said, we do have some lower divisions so that we can – you know, kind of be big tent in what we do. However, I was looking over the preseason rankings, and we have 9 of our 16 varsity teams are preseason top 10 among all the 5 classifications. So it is pretty elite on the varsity level.
And they're all coming just from the state of South Carolina?
Yeah, so we really reach the whole state. So we got teams coming in from Charleston, from several from the Myrtle Beach area, from Columbia, from Greenville, and, of course, the local tri-county area.
And I would think this would be a great opportunity. It's kind of like a showcase. So it's a great opportunity for coaches to maybe stick around and see what other teams – see what they have to look forward to when they go against each other.
Yeah, it's a big scouting event too. And so the coaches love doing that. And like I said, they love seeing their JVs in action too. Mm-hmm. So because lots of times if they're in two areas, they can't really do that. So we try to schedule it so they can watch their JV games and their varsity games. And, and like I said, it is a fundraiser. So we try to be economical. We don't charge for kids under 12, and we have an all weekend pass for $20. So for $20, you can see a lot of games. And then we have daily fees too, if you only want to come on Friday or only want to come on Saturday or only come on Sunday. We'll crown four champions over the weekend. So it's a pretty big event.
So it starts this Friday, goes through Sunday, and the games are being played at the Comporium Athletic Field there in Fort Mill, right by Riverview Elementary School, correct?
That is correct, yep.
And so if folks are interested and they want to buy tickets or the day pass, what are the any of the tickets, where do they need to go for that, Phillip?
Yeah, so we only sell them at the event. Okay. So we basically funnel all the traffic into one of the areas at the school. And so we have volunteers. And so the way we work is our parents actually do the ticket sales. And so this is the one event we ask the parents to volunteer. And we have half the volunteers from Nation Ford High School and half from Catawba Ridge. And then at the end of the season, over the summer, we ask all of our players to volunteer and we run a soccer camp. And so our players do one, our parents do the other. And between the two, that funds our program.
That's awesome.
That's really great.
Also teaches them other things besides soccer and what's happening on the field. That's a good coach right there.
Well, like I said, we're really excited, and I know we're mainly talking about the Milltown, but we're really excited about our summer camps too because, they say that, imitation is the best form of flattery, and so a lot of people have kind of caught on to this concept. But originally, we were one of the first where our players run the camp. So our coaching staff, which are all licensed coaches, we develop the activities, and then we let the actual players run the activities. Mm-hmm. But the way we do it is the players only have to learn one activity. And so we put the kids into nations, which basically follow their – since soccer is a worldwide kind of sport, we assign them to nations, which correspond to their grades. And then we have a counselor, which is one of our players that are like a senior that just graduated, and they'll shuffle them between all the activities, but the players only run the same activity the whole week. So they only have to learn the one thing. But then the players rotate through and actually do eight activities over the week. Mm. And then we invite them back at the end of the week, and we have all the counselors play. And so the kids, we invite them to come back for free and watch their actual counselors play and put in action what they've taught them through the week. And then what we do is we treat that as a fundraiser, and we take up a donation for the Henry Kalungi Foundation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're pretty excited because our efforts of doing this over the years have led to the beginnings of the creation of a soccer field in Uganda. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be able to run our camp in Uganda one day. So that's kind of our stretch goal.
Oh, boy, Phillip.
That's amazing.
That is really life lessons for these young people. Mm-hmm. And then Henry Kalungi is a former Winthrop star. He and his wife, she played volleyball for Winthrop, they have really made it their mission to not only give back here at home, but also in Henry's country of Uganda. And they go every year at Christmas and deliver gifts. Yeah. And so he has talked multiple times about being able to have the gift of soccer got him out of his country. And he wants to do that same thing for other athletes there in his country. And to your point, to teach these young men, there's life beyond soccer, but the game can take you so far. Mm-hmm. If you don't make it on the field one day to a professional team, you can still make an impact in the sport.
And you can serve others.
Yeah, it's really remarkable.
It's ironic. It's our program, has been really successful. I mean, we were even ranked fourth in the nation one of the years and really have been top 20 almost every year. And yet most of our players are not playing in college because they opt to go for other things. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of them go to Clemson, and Clemson's won two national championships in the last 5 years. So playing at that level is pretty difficult. So they choose to follow their career paths. But almost all of them end up using soccer in different ways. A lot of them are reaching back out as coach. They're getting into coaching, and they're playing on their intramural teams. And so it becomes part of their DNA. But they always tell me that, you know, they learn so much more in the program than just soccer. And I tell them, well, that's what's going to carry you, you know, throughout life. So we really try to teach these life skills while we're doing this.
Well, you're doing something right,
that's
for
right.
sure. Philip McCarter, again, is the head men's soccer coach over there at Catawba Ridge High School. Catawba Ridge and Nation Ford High School, those soccer programs are working together to put on the Milltown Soccer Tournament. It is this Friday through Sunday at the Comporium Athletic Fields there in Fort Mill. Again, you can buy a weekend pass, a daily pass, but you're going to see some, sounds like, Philip, some of the best high school soccer teams in the state of South Carolina battle it out. And good luck. Great fundraiser and a great way to bring the community together, for sure.
I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Take care.